Hi, friends. So, in my infinite wisdom, I decided to post an AMA, a hysterical AMA, on my sub, now that I've gotten to 300 subscribers. So welcome, 300 subscribers. I can't believe there are 300 of you, but welcome. And I will be posting this only on my sub, so just for you guys. So I opened it up to questions. I have a bunch of questions, and I apparently am going to come at for every question because, cool, I don't ever need to use my brain again. It should be fine. This is going to go great. So I'm kind of going to go in sort of a general order, but I have one I'm going to do first because it's like a reading thing, so I'm gonna read some hysterical text with my Hitachi, and we'll see how far I get, and then we'll move on to some of the questions. You guys are hilarious. Oh, and then I have one set of questions that was sent privately, so I'll probably do those first, and then go through the ones on the sub. And you guys don't care about any of this. Last time I did one of these playful, like, managed it, and she's not doing that this time, and I have regrets. So I miss playful, I don't like talking about myself, and here we go. But, you know, this will be a good warm-up. So I am reading from the potentially habitable worlds of TRAPPIST-1, which I believe are some planets that we found, which is cool. So I'm gonna read the section before the summary until I have an orgasm, and this should go great because who doesn't want to hear me read science, right? Yeah, this is happening. Oh god. Okay. Now I can't find the on button on the Hitachi. Get so nervous when I do these, like, it's easier when I'm in character, you guys. It's easier. And then my cat's gonna come talk. Okay. The exoplanets of TRAPPIST-1. The first two exoplanets in the system, TRAPPIST-1b and c, have a radii of 1.09 re, or Earth radii, and 1.06 re, respectively. While it was claimed back in May 2016 that these two exoplanets were potentially habitable, their S_F values of 4.3 and 2.3 are higher than the 1.9 values for Venus, which is most definitely not a habitable planet. True. With their Venus-like sizes, Venus-like rotation stages, and CEF values in excess of Venus's, these are most likely to be non-habitable Venus-like worlds, contrary to the original claims made in May 2016. Fortunately, Gillian et al. Have now adopted the more conservative definition of the HC of... This is not nice. Goparapu et al. 2014. Also, this dubious claim was not repeated in the new discovery paper. Okay. Focus. As we move outward from the parent star of this system, things begin to become a bit more interesting. What is now designated TRAPPIST-1d has a radius of 0.77 re, which is intermediate between Earth and Mars in size, and is therefore likely to be a rocky planet. With an SF of 1.14, TRAPPIST-1d would seem to be comfortably inside the HZ for a slow rotator as defined by Yang et al. However, Gillian et al. Mention in their new paper, more recent work by Koperu et al. 2016, has shown that I can't even Coriolis effects for synchronous rotators with short orbital periods will alter the global circulation pattern in a way which affects cloud formation on the day side. I can't come while reading these words. It's too hard. That's not what she said. Okay, I'm gonna finish this paragraph. Clouds, which help reflect away much of the energy the planet receives from its sun, moderating the surface temperature in the process. With an orbital period and presumably a period of rotation of just 4 days, TRAPPIST-1e is probably rotating too quickly to maintain sufficient cloud cover on its day side to keep from experiencing a runaway greenhouse effect. While it is certainly worthy of continued detailed study, it would seem that chances that TRAPPIST-1d is potentially habitable are not very promising, and Killian et al. Do not categorize this new find of theirs in that way. Okay. I tried to turn my Hitachi down. Okay. Ooh. Oh, so there's two paragraphs of that. One thing I think that just a tidbit about me is I'm really mentally stimulated. So, like, I can't come to things that I'm not at all turned on by. So, unfortunately, space and I are not dating. So no matter how much you vibrate my clit, the exoplanets of TRAPPIST-1 are not gonna work for me. Fuck. Ooh, I already put down a towel, so that's good news. So I'm gonna do the questions that I had PM'd to me, if I can find them. Ooh, okay. So, I sent a bunch and I have to Google all of them. So I'm picking the three best of these. So Dick York, Dick Sargent, or Dick Van Dyke? All three, or would you switch Dicks midstream? Dick Van Dyke. Not even a question. 100% Dick Van Dyke. Yeah. The other two I'm just not into. And if all of these are far too ridiculous to answer while orgasming, yes. Tell us something sexy about your fantasy life that we might not know. That's a very good question. I feel like there's so much of my fantasy life that's sort of out there on the sub, so that's a hard one. I will say, gosh, I feel like I picked this one because I thought I had an answer to it, and I really don't. I think, you know, the one thing that's kind of weird about my fantasy life that people might not know is that I really like stories and situations and, like, sexual tension, so anytime I'm fantasizing, even by myself, it still has some kind of, like, story and plot to it. It's never just, like, you know, and then I'm naked and someone is licking my pussy. Eh, fine. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna say no. So there's that. And then on to The Simpsons. Which of the characters voiced by Hank Azaria would you most want to have sex with? And do you think that they'd be able to fist you, considering they all only have three fingers and one thumb? I would pick the comic book guy because he's kind of my type. I like nerdy guys and cuddly guys and long hair, so I know. I'd probably pick him over Hank Azaria, to be honest. And I don't know. I mean, despite the fact that they have fewer fingers, I don't feel like their hands are particularly small. Like, those are some pretty fat fingers. So I still feel like fisting would be a very serious challenge for them. But, you know, sometimes challenges are fun. So now, kind of, I'm gonna cheat a little bit because it's very hard to come in between questions, but we might get there. I'm gonna use my. Oh, my glass dildo. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. It's so fucking good. I've been touching. Oh, my God. Sure, my recording is still working. I don't want to redo this. Okay. So I'm gonna do the questions on my sub from like oldest to newest, hopefully based on sorting, because that's how thoughtful I am. I'm just playful. Okay. If you recorded an F-dom or F-sub audio involving an angel and a demon, would you rather be the angel or the demon? And would you rather be the dom or the sub? I think, that's hard. I would definitely rather be the sub. Yeah, I pretty much would always rather be the sub. But I wouldn't mind, like, if I was gonna do this, it might be, you know, the demon tries to seduce the angel, and then the angel kind of turns the tables on them and ends up spanking them and punishing them for being a very bad girl. Yeah, probably. So maybe start a little more dummy and then get a little more sunny. I love listening to you talk, thank you, especially when you're speaking in a relaxed way. Is beginning audios with letting my hair down, casual chatting, a conscious decision? Yes, I would say that it definitely is a conscious decision. I really, like I said before, I really like having story and having, like, building sexual tension, which I know some people just want to listen to other people get off. I like getting off too, but I think having some, you know, kind of intro and a story about that, and giving that sort of background and opportunity to kind of have different characters. And so, yes, I do that on purpose because I like to add story and tension, and I'm glad you like it. I think you like it. I hope you like it. And then, what do you enjoy about bimbofication, and is there overlap with your BDSM? And there definitely is overlap, with BDSM. I started listening to, or reading, kind of mind control based erotica when I first sort of discovered erotica, because there's a really great, erotica website called mcstories.com. Where everything is really nicely categorized, which I just love categories, and it has descriptions, and it's like one of the better, it was at the time, I mean, and still now it's one of the better kind of organized subreddit or websites with erotica on it. So I read a lot of that, and I think what I really like about it is, and it is overlap with sort of the power structure of basically, you know, I'm making you or feeling like you don't have control over a situation. But what I like about the bimbofication and a lot of the mind control stuff is that even though in those scenarios the sub doesn't have control of the situation, they're still enjoying it. So, like, sometimes there are sort of non-con situations where there's no sort of sense that the kind of sub in those scenarios is enjoying it, and that it's not really, and I don't enjoy that as much. I mean, sometimes, but a whole idea of being kind of forced not just to participate, but to kind of enjoy something that maybe you don't want to admit to yourself that you would enjoy is what I really like about it. That it's sort of, you know, I don't want to, but I do want to. But don't tell anyone that I'm a bad girl. Oh, because I'm a bad girl. God, yeah, fuck. God. More for you. It'd be time to switch toys, I think. Oof. Now that I've thoroughly made a mess of this one. So, next question. Imagine your perfect orgasm, intensity, length, all of that, and how do you achieve it? I'm actually really bad at knowing how to achieve different kinds of orgasms, for myself. So, like, I tend to just find that some days, and I don't know that this is not typical of most women, but I find that my body responds differently to different things on different days, so it's really hard to know. I will say that there is sometimes when I get into a state where I'm, sorry, I should not have put a new toy in while I was in the middle of that sentence. So I will say that sometimes I get to a point where I can't stop squirting. And when that happens, I'll have a lot of kind of little orgasms where I squirt a lot. And then if I kind of keep going through that, I will come really hard for like 30 seconds and make a huge fucking mess. And it's amazing. But I have to be really relaxed, and it takes forever, and it's kind of one of those things where I don't know that I could bring myself to try to record it, so I've never tried, but it's really nice. So that's usually mostly through clitoral stimulation, so just like rubbing my clit for like an hour while I squirt over and over again, which, yeah, that happens. Maybe I'll do that now. With this big toy inside me. Tung Fu Hero wants to know, what is your idea of a perfect Sunday? My idea of a perfect Sunday is waking up really late, probably having sex, maybe getting high, going out to breakfast or brunch or whatever. I just want French toast and or pancakes. And then coming back home and having sex again And then a nap, and maybe reading, and more sex, and then maybe go out to dinner, or maybe cook something nice at home and watch Netflix on the couch. So, not very exciting. If I still had a dog, I would take him for a long walk, too. But it has to be sunny on my perfect Sunday. Oh, fuck. This toy got a little stuck. The other thing that I always forget about my orgasms is that they actually get more intense as time goes on. So, I'm sorry to everyone at the beginning. Please answer these with something thick and phallic in your ass and your new Hitachi on your clit. I might come back to these. Because I've got to put something in my ass. So, maybe we'll do one more set before we start putting things in my ass. Commando. Thank you for questions. What exactly is the girl in the hallway afraid? I don't get it. Seems like it would be worse than the dude is going to make her do. So this is an old script that I did, God, probably over a year ago. And so it basically, the premise of the audio is that this girl is being, like, forced to fist her own ass for this guy. I think she's just afraid of being, like, further humiliated and kind of handed off to the other guys in the fraternity. That was my understanding. It's been a long time since I read that script. But I'm pretty sure that was why. It was just, like, a fear of general humiliation and or more general assault at the hands of other people. It's not exactly a nice, happy, consensual audio, so she's pretty unhappy. How did I get into Gone Wild Audio? I got into Gone Wild Audio. I actually have posted some stories on Literotica. And I used to participate in the forums there. And they had a thread for audio stuff because you can also post audios over there. And I started listening to some of the audios, and Playful Little One, who's not really around anymore in her that incarnation, she posted a audio of her and another poster who's not around anymore trying you out. And I just thought it was amazing. And then I basically stalked her, so that happened until I found Gone Wild Audio. And then I was around for like 6 months before I started posting, because I was like, nobody's gonna want to hear me. Because a lot of the girls have, you know, sweet, innocent voices, and, well, I won't pretend there's anything innocent about me, but I can pretend to be sweet. What is my creative process? My creative process, usually goes a lot like that question I answered earlier about the angel and the demon, as I'll get thinking about a situation, or sometimes it'll be a set of tags or a request, and I'll think of, well, so if I want to have an angel and a demon and I want one of them to be dominant, how do I kind of make this story interesting and build tension and put naughty things in it? I think there was one audio that I did that it was just a request that someone had where they wanted a JOI that included just this very specific instruction where you use, like, your finger, your thumb, and your forefinger to create, like, a tight ring, and then, like, it imitates the feeling of an asshole. And that has spurred me to make, like, a whole JOI based on that. So sometimes it can just be something little, and sometimes it can be an actual scenario, but I just generally come up with ideas, and then I usually try to improv them. The only things that I write scripts for are if it's going to be, like, a collab, or if I know I have the idea in my head and I can't record for a while, sometimes I'll write it down, but And then if it's the mind control stuff, any kind of mind control or mummification audios, I usually write a script for it just because I find that one of the things that I think makes those more effective is that sense that the character, you can kind of hear the character come back from where they are mentally sometimes during the audio, and doing that kind of on the fly is really hard for me, so I usually write those down so I can play with it before I try to read it or act it out. Sorry, all the orgasms are just starting to hit me. Ooh, and then a train leaves Cairo at 3 a.m. averaging 30 miles an hour. Another train headed in the same direction leaves Cairo at 6 a.m. averaging 60 miles an hour to the nearest tenth. How many hours after the second train leaves will it overtake? I don't know. I'm going to have to do that kind of math in a long time. Because I'm not going to answer that question. Because I'm going to cop out. I'm going to give you an extra orgasm. Because that seems fair, right? Ooh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna switch toys again. Though I do like the bouncer toy, that's that one. For anyone who's a fan of that audio. But I'm gonna switch to my other metal toy now. Ooh, it's cold, it's so cold, it's so cold. So the next set of questions is from Toaster Parade, and he says, he or she, I think he, wants to know, what would revenge taste like to you? It's a really good question. I tend to take a very long, slow, subtle approach to revenge. So I imagine it would be like a fine wine, carefully flavored with satisfaction and their defeat. Something red and old. What is the corniest name you'd give a pet? I really like my pet names to kind of reflect the pet. So if it's a corny animal, it's gonna get a corny name. Don't think I'd go with anything as prosaic as like Rover, but I do, there's a tuxedo cat that lives in my crawl space that I sometimes call James Bond. So although it might be a girl, I think it's pregnant, so James Bond, the girl cat. It's probably about as corny as I'd get. What's one sport I'm great at? Is coming a sport? Can we make that a sport? Like competitive orgasms? God. I'm just trying to think of something that qualifies as a sport that I'm even remotely competent at. I'm really bad at really. I dance and I do theater stuff, but I'm not athletic. I will say I can be good at pool, and bowling if I'm in the right mind. Like, if I'm just in the right mental space, I can really kill it at bowling. Does bowling count as a sport? Let's count bowling as a sport, or this question's gonna get even longer. Why the duckbill platypus? Just why? Because all of the weirdos need a Patronus. So that's why. Because people who are just a little awkward, they need a Patronus. They need someone to defend them. So they get the duckbill platypus. They're kind of adorable in a hideous way. Is it weird that I switch back and forth from rambling about duck-billed platypuses to, like, I don't know, making those sounds? I don't know. I'm sorry if it's weird. I'm sorry. I just don't know any other way to do that. Oh, fuck. About that squirting a lot. Oh, fuck. It's certainly lubricated enough for that. What do you think? I haven't put anything in my ass for a little while. This toy is heavy though. So now I'm gonna answer Mystery Stroker's questions with my Hitachi Brimley on my clip. Okay, you got a hot date tonight. What do you wear? I have a couple dresses I really like that only close using ties. So they're called wrap dresses for the gentleman in the audience. I have a red one that I really like. It's a little too short in the front, but I like red, and I like the ease of removal factor. Even if it doesn't get removed, it's still kind of a little naughty. Have you ever had a threesome or more? If so, I asked. Okay. If so, tell us the story. If not, describe your dream threesome. My first threesome was not great. I was pretty young and nobody was really prepared for that. So I'm not going to tell you the story because it's not a happy story. My dream threesome, would probably consist of one girl and one guy. Preferably the girl would be, like, switchy, or maybe a little subby, and the guy would be very dommy, and I would really like, I would like the chance for me and the girl to play a little bit, just the two of us, without making it feel like weird, and then probably, you know, sharing his cock and taking turns getting fucked, or eating each other out while he fucks us. That would be nice. Yeah, I would like that. Okay. You have borrowed a mind control machine and have the one to have chance. Ugh, I can't read the things in my ass. Turns out. You have borrowed a mind control machine and have the chance to program yourself to act in a certain way when triggered by a certain situation, one time only. Once triggered, you can only act as programmed with full awareness but no control until the situation ends. What program do you give yourself? Oh my gosh. This is hard. So I'm very, very private about, believe it or not, about my kinks. So there are very few people who know how kinky I am. Although, I mean, I don't know if people guess or not, but I haven't really talked to very many people about it. So it would have to be a situation that was probably being around a few trusted friends, and maybe a situation where they decide they want to take control. So I would probably give myself a program where, you know, in a safe situation, they could use like a trigger word and just basically turn me into a mindless horny slut. So there we go. I guess it's a little boring, but safety is a big thing for me. And I guess that is a big thing for me, because I don't feel like I can enjoy myself unless I feel really safe. Even in fantasies, if it feels too scary, like, there's a part of my brain that's like, nope, this is too scary, nope. Like, that's why, you know, some of the people in the sub I know, like, more violent, like, fear play stuff, and it's too unrealistic for me. I could never relax enough to enjoy that, so. Because I'm crazy. Yay! How many orgasms do you think you've been responsible for, including physically and through your audios, and how do you feel about that? So, this is a hard question. I would say, and I had never really thought about this before, so thanks for this. I would say I've got about 200 or so audios posted. I haven't counted recently. Most of them do kind of about 2,000 to 3,000 listens, so we err on the side of 3,000. So that's, I can't do math right now. That's what, 600,000? Someone check my math. So I think it's about 600,000 listens. I would assume that only about half of those were orgasms, because I know people like to edge, and that may even be kind of aggressive. I feel like I'm doing like a consulting interview question right now. So I guess it's maybe closer to 300,000, but that doesn't include the audios that I've got that have like 20,000 listens, because I do have like a handful of those. So there's about 10 of those, so that's probably like another 100,000. And I mean, comparatively, the number of orgasms I've been responsible for in real life is much smaller. So I mean, it's probably still like in the thousand range, but so let's go with like 401,000 orgasms, which I feel pretty good about. Is that high? I don't know, for in-person ones, like, It's just really hard. I don't want to over-reveal about my sex life, so let's just go with that. I feel very good about that. Sometimes, you know, you have that moment where you're like, what am I doing with my life? And then I remember that, like, I make a lot of people on the internet have orgasms, and that makes me happy. It does. And I know that seems like a dumb... I mean, maybe that seems dumb, but I like that because I like sex, and I like other people to like sex and be happy and... come on. So, yeah, makes me happy. So, thanks for asking that question. Made me smile. This question, how hard can you spank your pussy? Let's see how hard. Not very hard with this in my ass. Which is more of an angle issue. And yes, I can probably do it harder than that. Ooh, yeah, that one stung. Okay. That means I get to come with this in my ass, which is better. If I can find the button. Ooh, fuck. How many was that? I think I have to do two more. Oh, so much fucking squirting right now. To masturbate in one semi-public place, where would it be, and would you use any toys? As far as semi-public, I would probably say my car, because I feel safe there and like I have control. I would be willing to use a little vibrator that I have there. Yeah, or use just my fingers. Name something you want to do sexually that is just utterly impractical or impossible. Goodness. So many things. I really like a lot of the some bondage stuff that's very there's a video, it's like a Czech porn video, where they have girls, like, it's just their pussy or their ass and their legs sticking out of a wall. And obviously that would be horribly dangerous, but that kind of anonymous, like, tying with, you know, unable to kind of see what's going on. I like that idea, even though it also freaks me out. What sex-themed invention would you like to see next? Well, VR porn is scary. I tried that. There was a whole, like, issue where the boobs got too close to your face and it was clipping. But I do think if they could make that less scary, or maybe, like, some porn for girls, that would be cool. It's all male POV stuff. I would love to see that with also the ability to, like, feel some limited sensation or stimulation. I think that would be really, really cool. Would try. And that's when no one ever left their house again. Ooh, so... Oh, now I've got this toy in my ass. My other toy. Pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, 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 that was a good one. Oh, oh, cleaning up. I like to clean up. So, I hope this wasn't too horrible to listen to and that you feel like your questions got answered. I got everybody right. So thank you for listening to me ramble, and thank you for being part of my subreddit. If you ever have, you know, I probably will keep doing milestone stuff that I just put on the sub, and if you ever have any requests or things that you'd like to see or hear, please let me know, because your support and your nice comments and that's why I do this. So thank you so much. I mean, it's not why, it's not the only reason I masturbate, but it's why I record it. So I'm glad you like listening, and anyway, have a good night.